very easy for us to pastor to visit people.
As long as we key in the address,
we can go
to the place.
很方便,
it's very convenient.
它找给我们是最快的一条路,
and also give us the shortest route.
但是它并不是最短的距离,
but nevertheless, it's not the shortest distance.
因为我们知道在几何学里面,
because we know in geometry,
两点之间最短的距离是什么？
What is the shortest distance between two points?
直线, a straight line.
Straight line.
GPS 给我们的是最快的, 但是不是最短的。
GPS gives us the fastest route, but not the shortest.
因为不可能给我们直线。
Because it's impossible.
其实我们人生道路也是这样。
The same with us when we walk in the line.
Yeah, 特别当神带领我们走人生路的时候,
when God guided in our way,
神往往不是带我们走一条直线的,
very often God does not lead us to walk in a straight line.
他带领我们走的往往是一条, 曲折的线,
most often he would lead us to a twisted way.
Yeah, 我记得我神学院有一位教授,
I remember when I was in seminary, there was a professor.
Yeah, 他讲了一篇道,
he delivered a sermon.
他说神往往带领我们走人生道路,
he said that very often God leads us in our way in the life.
走的不是一条直线,
it's not a straight line.
而是一条 zigzag.
It is a zigzag.
Yeah. 那所以今天呢, 我就想跟大家分享这个信息。
So I would like to share with you today this message.
我想跟大家说, 其实神带领我们今天, 祂往往带领我们走的也不是一条直线。
Now I would like to tell everyone that the same apply to us, God does not lead us in a straight line.
祂往往带领我们走一条, 弯弯曲曲, 曲折的线。
A zigzag line or with many bends.
而当他们带领我们走这个曲折的线的时候,
when we are led in this way, twisted way or zigzag way,
他会塑造我们,
he is molding us,
一直到我们成为他要我们成为的那种人,
up until the time that we become the person he is trying to mold us.
他也会带领我们教会走在一条曲折的线。
The same to the church. He will lead the church in a way zigzag or twisted.
也是让我们教会能够成为一间更适合他用的教会。
The same. He wants us to become a church that he would like to use.
那用个例子来说,
let me give you an example.
有没有试过你经常祷告?
Haven't you tried to pray and ask for something?
然后这件事情后来成就了,
at the end of the day, it was accomplished.
然后你回头看,
but when you look back,
你没有发现你祷告到事情成就, 往往不是直线的。
Don't you find out that from the time you start praying up to the time it was realized that it is not a straight line?
Yes, this is exact.
It's also a zigzag.
我就讲我的例子。
Let me give you one of my examples.
然后我信主之后呢, 我很听话的。
Well, after I believe in Christ, I'm a very obedient follower.
导师教什么我就做什么的。
Whatever the counselor tells me, I will follow.
导师说你要为你未来的配偶祷告。
I was advised to pray for the spouse that I'm going to marry.
虽然还不知道是谁,
even though at that time I don't know who.
但是他说你要祷告求,
but I was told that you have to pray for it.
所以我当时就祷告了。
So I started praying.
我就祷告说神啊, 求你给我一个一定要爱你比爱我更多的女孩子。
I pray for God that a girl will be given to me that she will love God more than me.
Yeah. 神后来给了,
so at the end God gave me.
不给的这个题外话, 他给我的呢, 我发现真的是爱主比爱我更多。
Well, that is a side track, but he eventually really gave me one spouse who loved God more than me.
但是呢, 当我有了女儿之后,
but after I have a daughter,
我发现他爱女儿也比我更多。
Well, I found out that he loved my daughter the same and more than me.
所以我建议祷告要很仔细。
So I suggest everyone when you pray, pray specifically.
Yeah. Otherwise you get into trouble.
否则的话你就麻烦了。
Yeah. 那, 你知道我当时祷告之后呢, 神就给我了一个家庭。
Do you think I, when I pray, God gave me a family?
但如果当时我祷告的时候，有人跟我说
，But if I pray at that time, and some people told me that,
你要34岁你才会结婚。
Oh, you will not get married until 34.
然后你40岁才会生小孩。
And you would not have a child until you are 40.
我一定会怎么说呢？我会说，需不需要那么久啊
？And I would have said, oh, does it really have to take so long?
但这个就是事实。
But that is the reality.
我祷告，到我成立家庭，中间隔了，走了一段曲折的路。20年
from the moment I start praying up to the time I have a family,
yeah, 十几二十年
is over between 10 and 20 years. It's not a strict line.
你想想看，当你信主之后
，and after the believing, Christ,
你们有试过有些人找工作
？Now you will have may have started looking for a job.
你说啊，神给我这份工作
，and you pray that God, please give me this job.
就是没给你。
But at the end, it was not given to you.
神给了你另外一份。
But God gave you another job.
不是你要的。
But not the one that you want.
但是你就一直工作。
And then you start working and move on.
后来你就准备转换工作。
And then you want to find another job.
然后你就找到了，然后发现这一个工作跟你以前本来要的那个很相似。
And then you find another job.And all of a sudden, you found out that that's the job more or less the same, the one that you originally wanted to get.
然后现在你发现你更能胜任这份工作。
And at the same time, you find yourself more competent with the job.
如果3年前给你那份工作，你做不了。
If 3 years ago the job was given to you, maybe you are not good up to it.
现在给你，你能做得好好。
But now you are able to do perform well.
神带领我们走的不是直线。
So God lead us not in a strict way.
神有时候带领我们走曲折的线。
And God sometimes lead us in a zigzag way.
我们当中可能有些人，你以前刚信主。
Some of us may have the experience as soon as you believe in Christ.
你很想教主日学。
You really want to become a Sunday school teacher.
牧师总是不找你。
But the pastor never think of you.
那你想，哎，不能教我就上课吧。
And you say, oh, if I cannot be a teacher, then I can be a student.
哎，过了几年。
But after a couple of years,
牧师有一天来找你。
One day the pastor came to you.
哎，你能不能教主日学
？And ask you, could you be a Sunday school teacher?
所以最后你还是做了主日学老师。
So at the end of the day, you eventually become a Sunday school teacher.
但是那条线不是直线。
But it's not a straight way.
而是一条曲直的线。
But a zigzag way.
你们的教会也是这样吗
？The same to you, the church.
30年了。
30 years.
从开始那个30年前到现在在这里。
From the moment 30 years ago up to now, today here.
你们走的也不是直线。
Also, you are not walking in a straight way.
而是一条曲折的线。
But also a zigzag way.
但是这一条曲折的线是最好的。
But this is the best way.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So, brothers and sisters,
我今天想跟大家去看的
I would like to focus on this with you.
就是神有时是刻意的带领我们走曲折的线。
That is, God sometimes would lead us in a zigzag way with a purpose.
为什么呢
？Why?
今天我就想大家一起来看神为什么要这样做。
So, I would like to share with everyone and ask why.
而在走这条曲折的路上的时候，神又会怎样来帮助我们、鼓励我们
？And also on this way, when God is leading us to this exact way, how God is going to help us all along?
今天我们所看的这一段经文
，Today the scripts that we are going to share with you，
描述了以色列人离开埃及
，describe the event when Israel left。Egypt.
但是之前法老王不让他们走的。
But previously, a couple of while ago, the king Pharaoh refused to let them go.
所以神就降了十灾给他们。
So it's the famous 10 plagues.
在 九灾过后，法老还是不让他们走。
After the nine, the Pharaoh still did not let them go.
就神就让第十灾来了。
So God give them the ten.
那第十灾就是这个神的天使使者会来把埃及投生的长者。
So the ten plague is that God sent the angels to kill all the firstborn of their families.
就是会把长子全都杀了。那唯一的避免的方法就是要在门上面涂了羊的血。
So all the houses, the firstborn will be killed, except if the frame of the door had been stained with blood.
所以以色列人就在他们门框门楣上就涂了这个羊的血。
So Israel families put some blood on the top and also the side of the door frame.
那结果那天晚上天使就过来了。
So in that evening the angels of God came.
以色列人都没事。
So nothing happened to Israel families.
埃及的长子全都死了。
But the firstborn of all the Israel families were killed.
连牲畜的头牲都死了。
Even if the animal in the family were killed.
那一次之后，法老就允许他们离开。
After that, Pharaoh gave in.
那我们知道以色列人离开埃及的时候。
Then we know that when Israel left Egypt,
30岁以上的男丁就有600,000。
There were a total of 600,000 men about the age of 30.
所以如果我们再算那些三十岁以下的男的，然后还有妇女，还有这些的小孩，大概有200,000。
So it will come to an estimate of 2 million people if we also count the men under the 30 and then the women and also children.
然后这些人要到哪里去呢
？So where are they going to head up to?
他们就是要到今天的以色列地区。
So they are going to a place where we call Israel today.
那从埃及去以色列最快的方法是什么呢
？So what is the quickest way to go from Egypt to Israel?
如果当时他们有 GPS 呢，把这个埃及放进去，开始地点到以色列地是目的地呢，你会发现他会带他们走那条地中海旁边那条海旁大道。
So if they do have, did have a GPS at that time and the key, the starting point is Egypt and the destination is Israel, then the GPS will show that the shortest route would be going along the Mediterranean Sea, the coastal way.
Yeah, it's an expressway.
It's an expressway. 就是最快速的通道。Yeah. 通道。
我不知道你们有没有试过走路哈。
I don't know whether you have tried to go on foot.
一个人走从这里走到1公里以外，你会走得很辛苦。
If you walk with all by yourself for 1 kilometer, it will become hard.
但如果你一大群人走呢，走10公里就很快就到了。
But if you walk in a large group, even a distance of 10 kilometers, it will be reached in a moment.
有感觉。
Because this is the feeling.
所以两百万人从这个埃及走这个海旁大道到迦南地，有人估计他们大概只要一个月就可以走到了。
So some people estimated that if this large group of people walk along the coastal line, the expert line, it would take them about a month.
但是我们却发现神不让他们走这条路。
But we found out eventually God did not lead them in that way.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他们不适于走这条路。
Because it's not appropriate for them to go that way.
所以你看圣经里面他说，法老容百姓去的时候，非利士地的道路虽近，神却不领他们往哪里走，因为神说，恐怕百姓意见打仗后悔，就回埃及去，所以神领百姓绕道而行，走红海旷野的路。
So in the script that we have today is that when Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter, for God said.
所以他们从埃及到迦南地，结果没有走直路，走绕道而行。
So at the end, they did not go shortest way, not a straight line, but a detour.
他们这一 绕道你知道绕了多少年吗？
So how long they end up in this journey, do you know?
40年。
40 years.
神为什么要让他们40年之后才能进去呢？
So why God make them did not arrive at destination until 40 years later?
原因就是因为他们现在还不行。
Because at that moment,
因为他们不能打仗。
Because they are not ready for war.
他说他怕他们一去到打仗就后悔。
He said he was afraid that if they have to face a war, they will regret.
诶，你可以说如果怕打仗输，你神帮他啊。
But you would say, well, God, you can help them to fight.
神就是想建立他们的信心。
But God wants to build up their faith.
不是每次打仗我都帮你。
Not that every time there was a war, God helped them.
而是打仗的时候你要靠我。
Because in a war, you have to rely on him.
现在他们信心很脆弱。
Because at that time, the faith was fragile.
所以你看以色列人老是whining, 就是老是埋怨。
So Israel is famous for whining.
因为他们信心很脆弱。
Because they have a fragile faith.
所以现在还不能走这条直线。
Because though at that time, it was not appropriate for them to go straight way.
所以神带他们走了一条弯曲的路。
So God lead them a zigzag way.
所以弟兄姐妹，有时候神是知道我们还没有准备好。
So very often, brother and sister, God knows fully well that we are not ready, appropriate yet.
他没有立刻把我们带到目的地去，是因为他知道走一条更远又曲折的路是更好。
He did not lead us to the destination, the faster way, the right way, because He know that it's much better for us to go the zigzag way.
他要塑造我们。
He want to mold us.
他要让我们更坚强。
He want us to be stronger.
他要让我们变得更好。
He want us to be better.
我讲一讲我的见证哈。
Oh, let me share with you my testimony.
因为罗牧师邀请我来，他说是30周年纪念。
When Pastor Xavier Law invited me, he told me that it was a 30 years anniversary.
而且我被邀请主要就是因为我以前曾经在里聚会过。
And also I was invited because I have been here before.
我是1986年来国语孙来基督教孙恩堂的。
So I came to BGMPC in
1986. Oh,
1986, sorry.
I was 1986.
I was a UBC student. Brought here by friend.
我通常我不去教会的那时候。
At that time, I normally did not go to church.
但是这个朋友呢，叫我不能不说不答应他。
But with this friend, I have to eventually comply.
因为他经常卡铺我到 UBC 去。
He always 接我，开车接我去大学那边去。
So I have no reason to say to refuse.
没有理由拒绝他吧。
所以我就来了。
So I came.
那是一个礼拜五晚上。
礼拜五。It's
Friday.
A Friday's evening.
Yeah.礼拜五就是良善，当时的就是良善团还有喜乐团。
So it's the fellowship of goodness and kindness.
Joy
fellowship. Joy fellowship.
然后那天大概有100多个来，大学生跟中学生。
So at that evening there was a large group of 100 people, high school and university.
大概100多个。
Around 100。
然后他们就当时没有 PowerPoint projector.
So we did not have 我们那时候没有那个投影机。
用的是 overhead, 是那个 slide machine.
就是的幻灯片的放的。
对。然后呢他们就做了一个节目，就是画了很多那些卡通。
So they draw a lot of comic.
就把字古今中外所有哲学家讲过的话全部在一个多小时里面全部放出来。
So make a presentation of a long period of time of all the philosophers from China or from all over the world, what the famous quoting they have made presented in that 1 hour.
一个多小时。
More than 1 hour.
我实在跟你说哈。
Let me be very upfront with you.
我完全不知道他们讲什么。
I don't even know what they are talking about.
因为那是我第一次去教会。
That was my first time in the church.
然后我也睡着了。
And also I fall asleep.
那结束之后
，So after the meeting，
我突然间听到有人说，我们一起到楼下去，用茶点 refreshment 哈。
哦，突然间我听到，all of a sudden I heard someone say that you can we have a refreshment downstairs.
然后大家就走到 basement 去。
那大家都跑到那个土库去。
Yeah.
they
all went to the basement.
They all went down to the tomb.
你们还记得你本来的那个教堂有多大吧？
Do you still remember how large it was?
一百多个人挤在 basement 的地库里面是很拥挤的。
So it was pretty crowded when 100 people went down to the basement.
等到我要下去的时候，我发现我就挤在那个楼梯下不去。
So I was basically held up in the stairway when I was walking.
就是那个洗手间那个楼梯，还记得吗？
The stairway is close to the washroom.
然后我可以看到所有人的头。
I could see all the head of everyone.
然后突然间，我听到有人大叫。
And suddenly someone shouted out,
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
Everybody bowed and prayed. 然后所有人就低头祷告。
So everybody bowed.
你知道我当时吓了一跳。
I was taken all by surprise.
我从来没看过人家祷告。
I have never seen anyone praying.
然后有一个人就开口了。
And then someone started saying something.
然后就祷告了。
And that's a prayer.
然后我一直看着他们在那边低头，有人祷告，我心里面突然间有一个念头出来。
And at that time, it came to me when I looking, everyone were praying, bowing their head.
我说这些都是疯子。
Oh, are they all not?
但是我又看到带我来那两个同学。
But I also saw the two schoolmates that who brought me here.
他们都不疯的。
They are not crazy people.
在学校里面成绩很好的。
They got good grades in school.
所以我说他们一定不是疯子了。
So I think they are not crazy.
如果他们不是疯子
，If they were not crazy,
为什么他们这样呢
？How would they behave like this?
我心里就想
，So it came to me.
会不会是真的有神
？Would it be true that there is a God?
如果真的有神
，If there's a God,
为什么他们可以跟他说话，我不能
？Why they could talk to the God, but I could not?
你看我心里面就有一个羡慕
，So I was envy of them.
所以那天回家
，So when I got home that night,
他们送了一本小小的圣经给我
，They gave me a small Bible as a gift.
从那天我开始每天看圣经。
From that day onward, I read the Bible every day.
因为我很想像他们那样
，I would like to become one of them.
可以跟神讲话
，That could talk to God.
过了大概三个月
，After 3 months or around,
我记得那一天是受难节
，I remember it was a Good Friday.
学校没有课
，The school was closed.
然后我就无聊在家打开电视看
，So I turned on.The TV just without any.
然后就 flip channel 哈、huh? ，
就是那个在转那个
转台，然后就看到哎，法国台哈、huh? 那个 CBC 的 French channel 那个法国台。
So 他都翻了，我不用翻。
Sorry 然后呢，我就看到哎，这个好像就是圣经故事。
Oh, I found out maybe it was a story from the Bible. 这个 show.
我就把路加福音给翻开。
So I flip open the book of Luke.
然后就一边看一边翻。
So I watching and flipping the Bible, matching them.
我不会听法文嘛。
Because I didn't understand French.
但当我看到耶稣钉十字架的时候
，But at the moment when I watched that Jesus was nailed to the wood,
你看我突然间哭了。
I couldn't help crying.
眼泪掉下来。
My tears rolling down.
你看那一天我突然间发现。
And it also came to me that day.
原来耶稣跟我有关系的了。
That Jesus has a relationship with me.
他对我来说有点 is special.
那他对我是很特别的。
所以跟着两个月后
，After 2 months or so,
我就在福音灵里面信了耶稣。
So I believe in Jesus Christ in the gospel camp.
然后信了耶稣之后，我刚才说了我在教会很乖的。
对不起，
我 我刚才说我在教会我信了主之后我很乖的。
Well, I was a very good Christian after I believed in Jesus.
乖到大家都不知道怎么用我。
So I was so good that nobody knew how to use me.
因为查经的时候他们会问我有没有意见。
Well, during the Bible study, I was asked, do you have any idea or anything to say? Well, I have no question to ask.
问你, 有什么问题没有?
So I was asked any question that I have.
总是没有的。
I always said no.
然后, 我也不会主动问问题。
I won't take the initiative to ask questions.
就是很安静。
So I'm quiet.
所以牧师传道人说, 哎呀, 这个Leo怎么用它呢?
So, maybe the pastor think, oh, how could we use Leo?
他们想来想去,
so, maybe after a while,
就觉得Leo口才不行,
that Leo doesn't have the gift of speaking.
那就做文字吧。
Let's let him do some writing work.
你们刚才看到那个打字吗?
Did you see the one person who was doing the typesetting?
当时教会就是栽培我要打字。
So I was... assigned to be trained up as the person to typeset. But I didn't want to.
我就打电脑。
So I started using the computer.
所以你们可能不知道, 宋恩堂的第一份电脑出的程序单是我弄的。
So you may not know that the first computer input news bulletins every Sunday. The first one was prepared by me.
所以我也觉得我的恩赐就在那里。
So I was under the impression that that was my gift.
我以为我就是做幕后文字工作的人。
So I was under the impression that I'm the one who are behind the scene doing all this clerical work.
你知道，如果当时有人来跟我说，
So if that time someone came up to me and said,
然后, Leo, 你将来要做传道人。
And that Leo, one day you will become a pastor.
你知道我会怎样吗?
Do you know what would be my reaction?
我会吓得半死。
I would be scared to death.
但现在回头看,
But when I look back now,
我成了传道人。
I become one.
我走的那一条路不是直线，一信主就立刻很突出的去做那些工作。
So the way that I have been going through is not a straight way, and not from the moment I believe in Christ, and then I strictly go to become a pastor.
而是经过一个很曲折的线被神栽培才成为今天的样子。
But going through a zigzag way all along trained up and equipped by God.
所以弟兄姐妹也许你今天就是这样啊。
So brother and sister, maybe you are at this situation today.
你希望能够服侍主。
You really want to serve God.
但是你又发现好像没机会。
But you didn't find any opportunity coming.
或者不是很成功,
or you think that you have not been successful.
不要紧的,
it doesn't really matter.
因为那可能是神带领你那条曲折的路。
Most probably that would be the zigzag way God is guiding.
等到你成了,
and at the day when you are able to,
你就会看到你到达了目的地。
You will find that you are already at the destination.
在这个, 圣经里面他还告诉我们,
In the Bible, we also learn
神不但有时候会刻意带领我们走一条曲折的路,
Not only that, God will lead us in a zigzag way on purpose.
其实他在带领我们走这个曲折路的时候, 他还会跟我们同在的。
But he will be with us all along this zigzag way.
因为他知道我们走这曲折路的时候不好走。
Because he knows that it's not easy for us to go this zigzag way.
但是他会带领我们。
But he will guide us.
用什么方法呢?
How?
有两个方法。
There are two approaches.
请看13章19节。
Let us look at chapter 13 and verses 19.
摩西把约瑟的骸骨一同带去，因为约瑟曾叫以色列人严严的起誓，对他们说：神必眷顾你们，你们要把我的骸骨从这里一同带上去。Moses
took the bones of Joseph with him because Joseph had made the son of Israel swear an oath. He has said, God will surely come to your aid, and then you must carry my bones up with you from this place.
原来以色列人离开埃及的时候带着一副骨头走了。
When Israel left Egypt, we now found out that they carry the bones of Joseph.
啊，约瑟就是雅各的其中一个儿子，被卖到埃及。
So, Joseph is the son of Jacob, one of the sons of Jacob who had been sold to become a slave in Egypt.
然后他成了宰相。
But he became the prime minister.
然后卖他的哥哥后来来讨粮食。
The brothers who have sold him came one day to him asking for food.
然后相认，然后就救了他们以色列一家，然后让他们住在埃及。
So they reconcile, and then at the end, the whole family of Israel were moved down.
越是年老死之前。
When Joseph came to the senior age,
他跟他的子孙说：“将来我死了。”
He told, talked to the descendant that when I die one day,
有一天你们会离开这里。
And also one day you are going to leave this country.
当你们走的时候，要把我的骸骨全部带走。
When you leave, carry my bones with you.
因为这里不是家。
Because this is not the home.
那里才是我们真正的家。
The place is over there is our home.
如今以色列人真的走了。
So now Israel really going to leave.
然后也带着他的骸骨走。
Carrying his book with them.
这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
弟兄姐妹，这就是告诉他们，原来在这四百多年里面。
So what it tells us is that over this span of 400 years,
神从来没有忘记他。
God had never forgotten.
神对他的应许仍然是有效。
Promise God had made to them are honored.
神这件事情让他们知道，神对他们的美意仍然是那么的好。
The good will that God on this nation is still working.
弟兄姐妹，也就是说，当神带领我们走这个曲折的路的时候
，So brother and sister, when we are led by God in this situation,
他要塑造你。但是你要知道，神对你的旨意是美好的，神对你的应许是不变的，神仍然是爱你的。第一个方法带领我们，让我们感觉我们知道他的旨意不变。在云柱中领他们的路。 在祷告的时候，我突然间脑海里面出现一句话。
While I was praying, a sentence all of a sudden came to my mind.
他说：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”
That is, do you love me more than this?
啊，这句话是耶稣复活之后问彼得的那句话。
That is the same question asked by Jesus to Peter after he resurrected.
我当时没看这段经文，但是那个经文就出来。
At that time, I haven't read this verse in the Bible, but it came to my mind in that evening.
当他一来的时候，我里面立刻有个反应。
And I have a response to it.
我就说，主啊，我没有爱任何东西比你更深。
I said, well, I, of course, I cannot love you more than this thing.
但是当我一讲的时候，突然间发现脑海里面出现我很多很爱的东西，我的汽车，我的工作，我的面子。
Then I suddenly realized that I love many things more than God, including my career, my car, and also my face.
然后那句话又来了，你爱我比这些更深。
And that question came again, do you love me more than this?
然后这一次我就不敢说我爱你比这些更深了。
I dare not to say again that I love him more than
this. 我就跟神说，对主，我爱很多东西比你更深，我对不起。
So I said, sorry God, my Lord, I love many other things more than you.
那句话又来了，你爱我比这些更深。
And that question came again. Do you love me more than this?
你要我跟着我那个回应是什么吗？
Do you know what's my response?
我就跟神说。
I said to God.
我说主，真的对不起，在过去六年，我1986年信主到1992年六年，我没有为你做过一件事情。
And I said, sorry, God, my Lord, over the last 6 years, from 1986 to 1992, these 6 years, I have never done anything for you.
但如果你给我再活多六年,
But if you let me to live 6 more years,
我会答应你，我会把我过去六年全部不敢为你做的事情，未来六年全部都要为你做。
And I promise you that for the thing that
1998年开始了教会。
1998, I started the church.
到2000年教会就有问题。
Up to year 2000, there are some problems in church.
然后有一个礼拜天回到家晚上，我很生气。
One evening on a Sunday when I went home, I was really agitated.
为什么生气呢？因为教会发生一件事情，我认为是神。
You should know what is going to happen today. Why don't you stop it?
我说你够胆出现在我面前，我要问你这些话。我上次很火。
So I said, if you dare to show yourself in front of me, I would like to ask you.
你说神有没有出现？
Do you think God really showed himself?
幸好没有，有我都不在了。
Unfortunately, he did not. Otherwise, I would not be here.
第二天早上，我去到我的 office， 我的办公室。
I went to my office the following morning.
然后我通常习惯就是打开电脑。
My habit is I will turn on the computer.
然后看 email.
And check my email.
然后我就看到第一封显现在我面前的 email.
The first email showed to me.
是一个认识的西人牧师，但是是没有联络的。
It's coming from a pastor who I have known, who is a Caucasian, but we don't have a contact.
他寄了一封信给我。
A letter was sent to me.
信里面怎么说呢？
And what the letter said is.
他说昨天晚上我收到一篇文章。
He said I received an article in the evening yesterday.
不知道为什么我看到这篇文章，我就想到你的名字。
I have no clue that why your name came to me when I saw this article.
所以我就寄了给你。
So I sent it to you.
然后我就打开来看。
So I opened it.
你知道那篇文章题目叫什么吗？
Do you know the title of the article?
如果我可以跟神有个面试。
If I could have an interview with God.
你们在网上可能看过这篇文章。
You may have read this article before online.
他那个题目就是我之前那天晚上祷告跟神说，神你够胆在我面前，我来 interview 你。
Because it's the same question I put to God yesterday evening that if God dared to have to appear with me, I would interview him.
然后里面问的问题都是我问的。
All the questions asked in the article were the questions I would like to ask.
答案也是我给我的答案。
And also the answer were the answer to me.
然后那天我有没有见到神？
Did I see God with my eye?
没有。
No.
但是有没有感觉到神？
Did I felt him?
是有的。
Yes.
我那天我的问题没解决。
The problem that I have at that time were not resolved on that day.
但是不重要了。
But it doesn't really matter.
因为你知道我埋怨的并不是神不帮我。
Because what I was complaining is not that God did not help me at that time.
我埋怨的是神你不理我。
I was complaining that God did not care for me.
但现在我知道神有在我身边。
But now I realize God was by my side.
我在走一条曲折的路。
I was walking in a zigzag way.
但是他安慰我。
But he comforted me.
他带领我。
He guided me.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
属灵的道路有时是一条不好走的一条路。
A spiritual way is not a way easy to go.
因为神往往带领我们走的不是我们想要的那种直线。
Because the way that God is guiding us is not the straight way that we have been thinking of.
有时可能是一个比较弯曲的。
Maybe it's a very zigzag twist way.
他这样做不是要作弄我们。
He did not do it on purpose to make fun of us.
他只是要塑造我们。
But there, instead, he is trying to shape us.
他有美好的旨意在我们身上。
And he has a good will on all of us.
要我们能够面对未来的挑战和使命。
And prepare us for all the challenges and all the mission that he is going to give us.
所以在我们曲折的人生路上，他就是我们那个 GPS。
So he is the GPS while we are walking in the way of life.
带领我们走的路不一定是最短的。
It's not a way that have to be the shortest.
但是总是会有声音提醒你。
But there are always along the way voices reminding you.
前面要拐弯。
There's a bend up front.
目的地到了。
You are at the destination.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters,
我最后跟你们分享一个我1993年去以色列。
I would like to share with you experience when I was making a trip to Israel in 1993.
因为92年我被神呼召。
I was called by God in 92.
93年很多挣扎。
And I had many struggles in 93.
在以色列的旷野。
In front of the wilderness in Israel.
带领我们的牧师唱了一首歌。
The guy and also a pastor who sing a song.
歌词对我很有帮助。
And the lyrics helped me a lot.
它也就是今天我所讲的一个很好的一个描述。
And it also a very appropriate description of what I'm preaching today.
他说无论何难处。
He said no matter what are the problems.
无论何艰苦。
No matter how hard.
你总要奔跑前路。
You always have to run the road ahead.
因为主曾应许。
Because God had promised.
我永远不会把你离弃。
I will never leave you behind.
无论在何时
no matter when,
无论在哪里
no matter where,
我永远永远做你伴侣
I will always, always be your partner.
那我们一起低头祷告
Let praise.
慈爱的天父
Dearly Heavenly Father,
我为这里每一位来祷告
I'm praying to you for each and everyone here today.
让他们能信靠你
Hope that they will trust you.
跟随你
Follow you.
纵使走在一条弯曲的路
Even they are now in a zigzag way.
都有你的同在
But you are with them.
带领这间教会
And also guide this church.
当他们走前面的路的时候
While this church is moving ahead in the way.
你让他们能够走在你的旨意当中
That they will be following your will.
奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ
Amen
Amen